The Legislative Audit Bureau and Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce have done comprehensive financial reviews of the brewer's books. The Audit Bureau says it found no evidence to indicate club monies were used during the review period to purchase ownership shares to benefit club owners. The Bureau also writes that the main owners, the Selig family, earn less salary than previously reported. State Representative Robert Ziegelbauer was a key critic of the five-county financing plan that built Miller Park for the Brewers. The Manitowoc Democrat is happy the reports seem to find no evidence of management impropriety. He is worried about the $133 million of outstanding debt the Brewers had at the end of last year.
The Brewers are not in a strong financial situation. If anything, it indicates that there is a growing likelihood that there will be needs for more subsidy in the future for a subsequent owner or to allow the survival of the current owners. And that's what people should be alarmed about, I think.
Brewers Vice President Rick Schlesinger says the team is still looking at a potential sale of the club. He says he doesn't think the new debt numbers will scare off potential buyers because there's a lot of red ink in baseball.
In fact, of the 12 ball clubs that have built new stadiums since 1994, the average debt load of those 12 clubs is $140 million, so we're actually under the average. That being the case, obviously, it's prudent for any business enterprise, including the Brewers, to try to reduce debt.
Schlesinger says he doesn't see how the general public would be asked for any additional bailout of the Brewers. The tenth of a cent sales tax to fund Miller Park is scheduled to continue for several more years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.